From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Catalonia's president, Carles Puigdemont, Tuesday proclaimed he had a mandate to declare independence following an October 1st referendum, but stunned supporters when he called for a suspension of that declaration to undertake talks with Madrid.
La mateixa solemnitat, el govern I jo mateix,
he said the moment requires an easing of tensions, but also a clear compromise. The Catalan leader signed a document proclaiming full sovereignty. Puigdemont has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration, which Madrid has called illegal. Spain's deputy prime minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santa Maria, accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. She said any talks must take place within the law. The Spanish government is set to meet Wednesday to discuss its next course of action. Atlantic Council Spanish analyst Carles Castillo said the Catalan leader appeared to sow confusion among his supporters.
What we've seen today was definitely disappointing for the pro-independence movement. There were thousands of people in Barcelona awaiting the declaration of independence, and once he mentioned the suspension, a lot of people just went home and accused the president of treason.
More than 40% of Catalans took part in this month's referendum, 90% voting for independence. Vote counting underway following Liberia's presidential election to replace incumbent Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the first peaceful democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades. Edwina Jerome took part.
I'm looking for a leader that is transparent, a leader that will seek the interests of the people, in that a leader that will improve the education system.
No clear winner expected to emerge from 20 candidates contesting in the first round. A second round is scheduled in Liberia for November. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed U.S. Ambassador Robert Baz for a bilateral dispute involving a mutual suspension of visa services in the wake of the arrest of two Turkish U.S. consulate employees with alleged links to last year's failed coup. Mr. Erdogan said if Baz acted alone, he should no longer be posted to Ankara. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert defended the ambassador, saying he has the full backing of the U.S. government and expressed puzzlement at Turkey's actions.
We have not seen any evidence that indicates that our staff members were involved of what the government is accusing them of doing. I just want to make that clear.
The dispute comes as the NATO allies are at odds over the fate of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen amid Turkish demands he be extradited for allegedly orchestrating that coup, and U.S. backing of Kurdish rebels in Syria. President Donald Trump is expected to make his decision public this week on Iran policy, including whether or not to decertify Iran's compliance with the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The president's reached a decision on a overall Iran strategy and wants to make sure that we have a broad policy to deal with that, not just one part of it, as I said last week, to deal with all of the problems of Iran being a bad actor. Beyond that, I don't have anything to add.
Mr. Trump may also announce whether he considers the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. The UN Security Council has endorsed an action plan to break the political stalemate that's produced chaos in Libya. The Council gave its unanimous backing to a proposal by UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salameh for a Libyan-led transition process. He's called for presidential and parliamentary elections next July. On the eve of a fourth round of talks on renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, U.S. and Mexican business leaders warned Tuesday the talks could collapse because of demands by the Trump administration. The head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce warned against what he called poison pill proposals, including tightening rules of origin and scrapping a dispute resolution mechanism. The International Monetary Fund has upgraded its global economic growth forecast for this year to 3.6% and 3.7% next year. In New York, the benchmark Dow Jones Index reached another record high close after global chain Walmart forecasted a spike in online sales. Syrians reeling under more than 6 years of conflict expressed widespread disappointment Tuesday as their hopes for qualifying for the country's first-ever World Cup appearance were dashed in an extra-time loss to Australia 2-1. Meanwhile, the U.S. was also eliminated from World Cup competition in Russia with a loss Tuesday to Trinidad and Tobago 2-1. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.